talking to Mark Hodges, Plains Grains. And Mark, I know that you've had a chance to get out and look at some of this 2015 crop as we've hit the harvest season. We're harvesting, and it's a remarkable how broad of a range of folks at one level or another are still got wheat in the field to harvest.
And that is really true. All the way from Corpus Christi, Texas, to just south of Wichita, they are cutting wheat. And, of course, the yields, the quality have just been all over the board in those locations, which I guess maybe points to the fact that it's extremely important that we do the testing and understand what quality that does exist out there exactly where it is.
That's what Plains Grains is really all about. You actually look at each of the grain sheds in the hard red winter wheat belt, and you provide information, quality information that goes back to the millers, bakers, export buyers.
Yes, that's exactly what we do. And, of course, the large multinational companies do the same kind of testing privately. But there's a lot of mid-sized mills and smaller mills that don't have access to that information that we provide information to, and, of course, overseas customers as well, to try and understand for them where they can access the quality that they need to produce their end products, and that is what we're all about.
What have you seen? What are you hearing from folks right now on harvest?
Well, of course, as I mentioned, we're all over the board, and it's really a mosaic pattern. First of all, you know, we got the crop in pretty good shape. It was good root system in general and pretty good tillering. And we weren't in that bad a shape, you know, in early April as far as coming out of the winter. And, you know, we're really looking good. And, of course, southwest Oklahoma in particular has not had a crop really in 4 or 5 years. And they were really in dire need of having one. That was probably the best wheat we had in the state. And then those May rains started. And, of course, when you're that late in the season, that stage of crop maturity, that's the absolute worst thing that could happen to you other than hail, is get a lot of rain on it. And, of course, some of those guys had a lot of hail too. But get a lot of rain on it. It affected the test weight. And at the same time, we had a major stripe rust infection happen over that period of time as well. And there really is a marked difference between those guys that use fungicide and the guys that did not use fungicide. And it made 3 to 4 pounds of test weight difference between those that didn't and those that did. So it did make a major difference. But, you know, normally in this area, especially because of weather conditions and crop conditions that we normally see, we can average 60 to 63-pound test weight. And as a matter of fact, the last couple of years, we've been above 60 pounds on the statewide average, which is very good. But right now we're running 57 to 59, and, you know, we're really not complete with harvest.
And from a quality point of view, when you – dividing line seems to be about that 60-pound level. You get above that, that's considered a really a better quality wheat for a lot of the uses that we want to use it for versus the 50s.
Yeah, of course, 60 pounds is the low side of being able to call it number one wheat, hard red winter. And, of course, we want to stay above 60 pounds because millers still use that as an indicator of what their flour yield is going to be. There's really nothing magical about it other than if you are above 60 pounds, it's also an indicator to you that you didn't have a lot of other stresses on the crop. You've got a pretty good berry there, so yields probably would have been pretty good if you're at that kind of test weight. So there's a lot of good things when you say that number that are kind of associated with it, as well as being number one wheat.
Okay. You know, going forward, we've got forecast in the forecast more rains, the northwestern half of the state of Oklahoma potentially, but also up into Kansas, where they are just really starting to test the waters.
That's right. And, of course, they don't need any more moisture at this point either. And, of course, they're in the stage of their crop that especially in the southern half of Kansas, more rain is probably going to lower their test weight some. They also have a stripe rust issue up there. So it'll be interesting over the next few weeks to see what the final yields are. I know that the last USDA estimate that came out earlier this week, they upped Kansas's number to 314 million bushels. That was a pretty significant jump. And, of course, USDA, NASH uses long-term statistical data when they develop their models, and that's what they came up with. But, you know, that stripe rust issue is going to be significant for them as well, and so we'll see where they end up. Actually, Oklahoma's number went down slightly, and I hope it holds at that point. But, you know, right now we'll see what happens. But, of course, if we get major rains in northern and northwest Oklahoma, it'll affect test weight.
And the test weight, again, that's that indicator of really you're going to get docked, you're going to get discounted when you start getting down in those low 50s, right?
Oh, yes, certainly. And of course, the other indicator besides test weight is 1,000 kernel weight, where the simple version is weigh 1,000 kernels, and 25 grams is kind of low side of where millers would like to see it, or absolute lowest to where they'd like to see it. So we're going to be watching that as well, which is another indicator of where we're at, mill yield and what kind of quality is out there.
I guess one of the good things we can talk about is that we've had remarkably very, very little sprout damage, and we thought we might have quite a bit.
Yeah, and it actually does amaze me we've had as little sprout damage as we have, because once that crop is physiologically mature, the more rain you get, the more potential you have for sprout in the head and ending up with sprout damage. And, of course, as you already mentioned, everything we have to this point is anecdotal. And those are, you know, sprout has been looked for at elevators, and I assume that probably some elevators have sent samples off to check for sprout damage through the lab, but it'll still be a couple of weeks before we have that kind of data in our hands. So anecdotally, we're in really pretty good shape from a sprout damage standpoint, considering how much water we had and what the potential was for sprout damage.
You know, coming back to the Oklahoma crop, 47 million bushels all we had a year ago. About 114 is what they're calling, right, 114 million. Still a remarkable, you know, bounce back from that drought low.
It is. And, of course, the other silver lining, if there is one, about what's happened the last few weeks, as producers get in the field, actually, the volume has been there, and again, I'm not trying to minimize the quality issues out there, because they will get discounted for some of those. But the volume has seemed to hold there. You know, they're not outstanding yields, but you know they could be a lot worse. And most of the reports I get range from 20 to 50 bushel acre. You know, not as many 20 and not as many 50. So you know, 30, 40 is kind of the average, but you know, at least we've got some volume out there as well.